And we are back. Black and a Half, episode number 85. Hey, it's just me for the intro today. Just me. I just got off an interview with Todd Sellers, the 206 Geek. He has a wonderful podcast that you can be listened to about all things geeky. And I just had a Skype interview with him. So that's what this one's going to be about. It's going to be this one-on-one interview I had with him. We talked about Star Wars, the new movie, The Mandalorian, just about the universe, because we're both into that. Talked about his podcast, what his future for that, how he became the 206 Geek, 206 Geek Todd Sellers. So it was a fun conversation. He's a long-time friend, for long term, and he's been a big supporter of Black and a Half since we started. He shares our movies like GA, the comedy that just came out that you can see on blackandahalf.com. You can see if he's subscribed to our YouTube channel. So he's a great guy, and I was glad to have him on here, and it kind of worked out. This was our first time doing Skype and a Skype interview since I got some equipment to make it sound better, and I think we pulled it off. I think we had a good job, and I think you'll enjoy it. So, and that's the most important thing to me. So thank you for listening. Want to give a big shout out to our patrons. Number one patron, Stefan Ward, thank you so much for supporting the show. Hey, and if you like Black and a Half and want to support the show, go ahead and go to Patreon, patreon.com, and become a Black and a Half. Okay, patreon.com/Black and a Half, and you could become a supporter of the show. Get your name shouted out at the beginning of episodes, or be a silent, partner supporter of it, and support all the endeavors from that Manny Martin and myself, Silas Lindenstein. I'm not sure if I said that in the beginning, and Samantha Rund, who's been coming in regularly to perform, and she's black too. Then there's Joe's been coming in, Joseph Greenhour. He's not black, but still, we can support him and his company, Emerald City Orchids. Anyway, you go there to support. We definitely would love it if you would like our page, like our Facebook page. You can go rate and review us on iTunes, and those really help. All those things really help us and the Black and a Half brand that you listening are probably a supporter of. If you haven't left a rating, we really would appreciate it. And of course, a big shout out to Skyline Properties. And they let me use the space there to do most episodes. And of course, if you are looking to buy or sell a home in the Seattle area, please go ahead and give me a call. Shoot me an email. And go to silasgetsreal.com and send me a message. And I can help you out. Because when I sell a house for or to a supporter of the show, that kind of helps motivate more episodes and get more shows going and gets more films being shot. So, yeah, you get what you need, a house, and we get what we need, support. All right. So thank you so much. And of course, we have a sister podcast that I host called You're Buying a Home. And if you're anywhere in the world, anywhere in the United States or the world, and you're looking at buying a home, you can go to that podcast and listen to that and the step-by-step instructions. It's wonderful. That's at yourbuyingahome.com. And that's with the R-E because I'm a grammar Nazi. So there we are. That's the shout-outs for this episode. That's all of them. That's all I can think of. So that's all we got. Probably gonna have a bigger set of people next week as we keep because we're heading to the holidays. And thank you for listening to the holidays and catching up. We're trying to keep these episodes under an hour now so that you can fit more in at once. Or that you don't have to do more than one lunch break. Okay. Even though we just love talking and have some awesome guests on here, we're trying to keep things moving. And I should move along to the episode. So there we go. So here we are, episode number 85, Todd Sellers, the 206 Geek.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Prosper. Okay, I don't know what it's like on your Thanksgivings, but so that I often go to my brother's house for Thanksgiving, and that just recently passed as we're recording this. The odd thing this year was the person who made, there's one guy who makes everything. It's like my sister-in-law's brother. He makes everything. He cooks the turkey and does a bunch of stuff there. We contribute, but this year he didn't eat. Like, he cooked everything and then wasn't eating. And I don't know why. I'm like, he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would murder us. But, you know, it's just a little odd. Like, I just kept looking like he's not taking a bite of anything. I heard later his stomach was a little sensitive and stuff. But I'm like, yeah, but I kind of want to see the person that cooked this whole meal eating, because he has no game in this right now. Like, he could take us all out. I was like, I have no idea what arsenic tastes like. It could taste like wonderful mashed potatoes for all I know.
Like, tastes like chicken.
Yeah. Like, wow. I don't know.
That's funny. Yeah, I probably would have been thinking the same thing. Why isn't he eating? Is there something in here that he can't eat? Does he have allergies? Is there, like you said, arsenic?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
hemlock, I don't know what it tastes like. And suddenly I'm like, I should probably find out from someone. I'm sure there must be a way to find out without trying it, right? Like, hey, if it tastes, it'd be horrible if it tastes really good, right?
I think I remember hearing someplace it tastes like almonds. So,
like almonds? Well,
yeah.
Well, that seems dangerous. Just put them on almonds then, right? You just never know. Holidays are weird. Did you make it through the holidays?
I did. I made it through the holidays pretty good. I mean, it started off nice and everybody was leaving. That's when kind of it fell apart and kind of imploded upon itself.
Uh-oh.
You know? Oh, yeah. You know, family drama and, you know, people's opinions on things started to bubble to the top towards the end of the day kind of thing.
Ah, lots of drinks in people.
Well, in my family, there's a lot of sober people, although there's one or two that do not kind of subscribe to that. And I think that particular family member may have fallen off the wagon, so to speak.
Oh, yeah?
So it became a bit of a shouting match at the very end.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Hey, I used I used to always say it's not Thanksgiving until somebody calls somebody a son of a bitch and slams the door. Then I'm like, the holidays have begun.
The holidays. The holidays can be interesting when you have people on both sides of the political spectrum.
Yeah, I think luckily now where I am, I don't think we have anybody on a different side. So I think mostly it doesn't come up anymore.
Well, I think you're lucky in that respect because I think I'm one of two people in my family that did not vote for the Cheeto in charge.
Oh my gosh. But, really? Oh, that would be like dinner with the enemies for me. Oh, that's how.
Yeah.
Is it because your family's on the islands, right?
My family, they live in South King County and up north, like near Snohomish County and stuff. So
okay, so yeah, that's the only Trump areas.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, during that election, I asked, I was like, please tell me you're not voting for the game show host. She said, well, I'm not voting for her. I'm like, okay, that really doesn't answer my question, but okay.
Yeah. In the news, Kamala Harris, who was running, dropped out today.
Really?
Just couldn't get any momentum, I guess. I was surprised. A lot of friends were saying that they didn't want to vote for her. They keep calling her a cop, but she's a cop. She was a DA. She's a DA. Oh, you haven't seen this? She's a DA, and I was saying, like, you know what? I'm fine with a cop in office, considering what we've had the last 2 years. I'd be fine with someone who might take some law seriously. But it was great. So Trump tweeted today after her announcement. He tweeted at her, said, "We're gonna miss you. Bye, Kamala." And she clapped back at him and said, "Don't worry, I'll see you at your trial, Mr. President." Which was the best burn. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. It's gonna be a Christmas. It'll be a Christmas impeachment. It'll be beautiful.
That'd be amazing. That's all I really want for Christmas this year.
I know. Like, you know, I've been saying to my wife, like, we need more just experiences. And I'm like, that'd be a good experience. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't need a VR. I just need a good experience.
That and of course the rise of Skywalker. Those are the only two things I really need for Christmas.
Really?
And this shoe. Yes, the shoe.
how you feel? Are you excited? Excited with the rise of Skywalker coming up?
I am, only because I haven't really been following any of this stuff as far as, you know, the people are probably having some sort of meltdown about what's in the trailers and. You know, the nerd rage is abundant during the release of anything Star Wars. So, I mean, I even got, speaking of nerd rage and Star Wars, I got yelled at because I shared a photo of the baby from Mandalorian, like about 48 hours after the first episode came out. And that just, it wasn't like I specified, you know, what happened in the episode. I just showed a picture of the baby and they completely lost their shit.
Well, and now for the first one, that was a pretty major point of it, right?
They didn't really say anything about it. It was just they showed it at the end of the first episode.
Right. But nobody knew that. It was like the big top secret thing. I'm actually amazed they kept it secret. I can't believe they kept it secret considering how big he is.
Yeah.
Like, that's shocking. Wow. Well, actually, I guess if he's CGI'd, maybe they were able, like, maybe nobody knew what it was.
True. Yeah.
I guess I was thinking it was a puppet.
I think there's a little bit of practical effects and CGI in regards to the baby, depending on the scene. I think, I don't know. Maybe somebody said it, or maybe just I thought it when I was watching this last episode. But he looked like somebody had taken Uncle Fester and a gremlin and kind of did a mashup of the two, because that jacket it's wearing looks like something Uncle Fester wears. And of course, the ears are very gremlin-like.
I can see that. I can see that. I watched your... You did a reaction video to the original teaser trailer, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you do one to the full trailer as well?
I haven't. No, I haven't. I actually probably should do that.
Have you watched it?
For yeah, actually, yeah, I did. I think I think what I watched was kind of the most recent thing they showed, which was like a collection of clips from all the movies over the last 40 years leading up to The Rise of Skywalker. And then, of course, it shows like all of the pop culture references from other, you know, IP and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, there was even a reference to like the Bong Saber from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back and then other shows, The Simpsons and whatnot. I think that's the last thing I saw in regards to Star Wars.
It's hard to, you know, I keep saying I'll avoid the trailers, but I can't. Like,
yeah,
I can't control myself once it's right there. And I keep saying, no, I'm not going to watch it this time.
Yeah, and when the trailers officially come out, I'll watch them. I don't avoid them, only because they give a little bit more information about what's possibly going to happen. So sometimes it makes you want to see the movie more. Sometimes you're just like, well, they're just showing us all the best bits. This is going to suck.
I just want to be surprised. So I'm like, I try to like...
I'm sure there's going to be plenty of surprises.
Yeah, well, then as like the couple weeks come before it, I try not to see any trailers for it. I don't want to see the trailer again. I just try to...
Right.
I'm like, okay, just blank out. Just forget. And usually when I'm in there, I can't remember anything. I'm just so excited as I'm watching it. This kind of film. Yeah, I can't wait. I got tickets opening night. Have you got a chance to check out the video game that just came out?
No, I have not. In fact, the most recent video game I got on Black Friday was Spider-Man for the PlayStation 4. And I played it for about 7 hours.
Okay. So since last year, you haven't got a video game since last year?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm really poor.
Yeah.
I can't afford to buy anything new.
Oh no, I didn't even I didn't buy the new Star Wars game. I just Manny loaned it to me. Manny loaned it to me. He bought it. So
that's awesome.
I'm starting to work on that.
I've watched clips of people playing it. It looks like a lot of fun. It looks like there's a kind of like an Uncharted or a like Tomb Raider feel to it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'd agree with that.
It looks like it'd be cool.
I'm actually there is a couple things as I'm just starting it because I can't get very far before I start falling asleep because I'm tired late at night.
Right.
I'm wondering. I like. There's a few things that have happened in it that I'm like. I wonder if this ties in to the movie. Like I'm just really. You know, I'm curious about this and about Mandalorian. If there's any, as I'm watching, I'm like, are there any hints in here? Are they going big, like with the way Marvel and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. work together with their films and the TV show?
I don't see them doing that because isn't the Mandalorian supposed to take place shortly after the Return of Jedi?
Well, yeah, but. You know, I mean, there's things that could still have popped up. Like,
this is true.
In 20 years. So in 20, 30 years, here's a little, I mean, what if there's like a baby, you know, Finn rock walking around little black guy gets grabbed by a stormtrooper, right?
We might see Finn get abducted in the Mandalorian.
Yeah. Who
That'd
knows?
Kind of interesting. Huh?
Yeah.
Because didn't they say in one of the movies that he was abducted as a kid and made to be a trooper?
They may have. I now can't remember if that's it or the stories I started reading after. It all blends together.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is that actually in the film or is that just that's all my reading work?
Right.
That I get to do
the fan theories that are abundant online. So let me ask you, we haven't really talked about the more recent Star Wars movies kind of outside of the occasional comments online.
Yeah.
What do you like? Do you like the new movies that Star Wars that Disney has been doing?
I mean, yeah, I've been a fan. I mean, they're different, but like, okay, for me, The Force Awakens was, that was the apology. That was saying, I'm sorry. about the prequels. You know, here's some familiar things because it's, you know, a similar story. I didn't mind that they, you know, I mean, Starkiller Base or whatever. It was because I read, you know, and some people complain, oh, it's another Death Star type thing. To me, it's like, well, yeah, but I read all the I read a lot of the expanded universe stories, and that's what they always did. There was always another Death Star or a Sun Crusher, or there was always something like that. That's like, it's kind of a nod to all of the expanded universe that they always had some, this machine's going to destroy everything. Someone crazy's in charge. So I was like, oh, that's good. Then The Last Jedi, I mean, I really liked, I thought it was really artful. I liked it. It was weird to me. It was the first film that didn't have any time lapse between, you know, the other movie.
Right.
Because usually it's been like, oh, well, years later or months later or something. And this one's like, oh, okay. So a couple hours later, here we go. But JJ kind of, in some ways, boxed him into a corner with that little handoff of the lightsaber. Her handing the lightsaber to Luke is like, well, everyone's going to be waiting to see that finish. And so the only other choice was to do that in flashbacks or something. And I think they decided, oh, let's just continue on. I think, you know, I disagree. Like, I don't know. I feel people like a few wanted to complain, like the Rose and Finn line going off to the galaxy. I really liked it. And some people complain about it because it was like, well, it's not part of the main story. It had no point to it. I'm like, well, a lot of stuff doesn't seem to, but for me, it was like, hey, we're exploring other parts of this universe that we haven't even thought about. And I like, you know, the closest we probably got was Cloud City and seeing that there was like a, oh, there's businesses going on that have nothing to do with this story. So I liked it. I had no problem with the Leia, Mary Poppins forcing because I'm still like,
I enjoyed that.
Huh?
I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
I actually like all three of these movies. Actually, I liked everything that Disney has done with Star Wars up to this point. I mean, I especially like The Mandalorian, but I've liked everything else they've done so far. I have had no real complaints, really. I mean, other than I kind of knew that Han Solo was not going to be in all three movies. I knew that. I mean, we knew from when those movies came out originally, we heard stories that Harrison Ford wanted to be killed off in Empire, did not want to do anymore.
Yeah.
So him being killed off half hour into the movie was not that shocking.
Yeah.
It was sad, but it wasn't shocking.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, no, I think it's the only way they got him in it was.
We're going to kill you in the first half hour and we'll pay you this
much.
It
wasn't a half hour. It was like an hour into it.
Okay, whatever. It was, it was in the first half of the movie either way. So, but yeah. No, I enjoyed it. I actually own those movies. So, I mean, I agree that I think those movies were definitely an apology to the fans for the prequels. And I don't know about you, but when I first watched, I actually saw The Force Awakens twice on opening day.
Oh,
I liked it that much. I wanted to see it the time. Yeah.
Well, actually, I did too, but only because I didn't. I was going to go see it with my daughter, and she had never been to like an action Star Wars type movie before, and I was afraid she was going to freak out. And so I told her, I'm going to watch it before you. So I watched it during the day, like 11 a.m. And then I got her after school and we went and saw it.
Nice. I think really you just wanted to see it twice. But, you know, that sounds like a good thing to say.
I was good. I was fine with that, too. Either way. And then I liked Rogue One was awesome. Loved Rogue One. And Solo, the film Solo, I don't think it was necessarily the strongest, but I just don't like, I thought it was kind of cool on the edge. I think it should have done a lot better if they had actually advertised it. The only thing I constantly complain about it is I don't like that you know, a movie like this, this is not the only kind of movie that does it, but they, where there's a character that you've known about, they have all these little quirks or different things about their history that we didn't like always wonder, oh, I wonder when that happened. I hate when they do the movie and all of the things you know about them, they shove into that movie. So we got the Kessel Run. We got him meeting right. Chewbacca. We got him. Right. I was like, oh, why does everything happen to have to happen in these couple months of the story? Like, can we just, like, if they had knew there would be a trilogy of them or something, they could have then spread them out into different ones. But there's just this urge that they're like, oh, we got to answer everything. And I'm like, I like that not everything is answered all the time and that we don't know. It allows for imagination.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I remember seeing each one of these movies in the last few years that they've come out. I remember going to seeing them, if not opening weekend, like the following week, you know. And I remember Rogue One, there was some parts that this is kind of, it felt like filler. It didn't feel like, I think it was Solo. It just felt like these scenes really didn't need to be there. They could have, I don't know, they just didn't feel like it was actually really something that needed to be in there. But
yeah.
I don't know.
I think that's a problem when you have just two directors for the film. You know?
Right.
It's kind of hard.
Wasn't Solo was done by Ron Howard, wasn't it?
Yeah, but there was originally like this pair, these two brothers that were directing it, and they got fired halfway through filming.
Oh.
And he had to
explains so much then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I think that's why they didn't have confidence in the film. It didn't really help advertise it. So
okay. So yeah. You know, well, maybe they'll have their version of the Snyder Cut. We'll see their version of the movie at some point.
Hopefully. I'd like that.
Do you think the Snyder Cut will be released?
The Snyder Cut. You're mentioning people that aren't familiar. Not Man of Steel. Justice League was finished Whedon. But yeah. Now there's a lot of, because people were unsatisfied with it, they're starting to talk about the Snyder, original Zack Snyder version before he, what he'd filmed and what his vision for it was before he had to go deal with his loss of his child.
Right.
And so everyone wants to see it now. Now people are like excited now that they've heard stuff. Like, I think it was like Martian Manhunter or something that didn't appear in the film, but they shot stuff
in the trailer they show somebody walking up to Alfred and the good thing you're here. That wasn't in the movie. That was part of the thing that was taken out, I guess.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Supposed to have either been Martian Manhunter or Hal Jordan, one of the two. I can't remember which, but yeah.
I think it was Manhunter.
Yeah. I've heard both actually, but more recently I heard it was Manhunter, but yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll ever do it, but I would check it out.
I would be interested to see, because I mean, my only complaint for that movie was the really terrible CGI for Kal-El. Superman. It was bad.
Just at that level of movie, you just don't expect that kind of crap.
Right. And I don't really think his character in the movie that required him to keep the mustache really needed a mustache.
Right, but they had already started.
Oh, good point.
It was like, and I remember they were going to work it out. It was just whoever was running it, they were kind of being douches. And finally, the Mission Impossible people just said, screw you. No, we're not going to work with you then. And they didn't have to. They were going to, but they were kind of being dips about it. And they're like, well, fine. No, we're not going to make him shoot it. And now you have to shoot it without him. With the mustache. So, yeah. That's funny. I'm sitting here looking at your logo. I like the 206 Geek logo.
Thank you.
I've known you for a while as the 206 Geek.
Yeah. In fact, it was your suggestion to just refer to myself as the 206 Geek, and appreciate that.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. You were, you know, even when you did have a co-host, I always thought of it as your podcast anyway. It was like, it was you were that person.
Yeah.
And, you know, I follow your page. You're one of the few pages I actually interact with.
Well, that's cool. Thanks.
Yeah. And you do seem to get a lot of, you seem to have a decent number of people interacting with it.
Well, I think in the last year I've got, the interaction on the Facebook page has increased. I've had this page, gosh, it was 6 years in April. So yeah, it's been and that just in the last month and a half or so, I just breached 700 likes. So
oh, nice.
Yeah,
I haven't
really been able to spend money on up whatever they call it, the boosting of posts and stuff to get more followers, and been trying to do it organically, and it hasn't really been that good. So
wait, you haven't been sponsoring?
I haven't. No, I haven't had.
I just saw a sponsored ad for the 206 Geek podcast.
Recently, yeah, I've only in the last. I think I the first time I did it was someone said that you could. I think it might have been you. Somebody either way told me that you don't have to put a lot of money into the Facebook ads to get the word out. Uh-huh. I mean, to get over 700 likes, I spent $10, $1 a day.
Oh, nice.
For 10 days. And that worked out pretty good. And this recently I decided, you know what, I kept, because Facebook will like, hey, if you do this, you'll get more engagement. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll do it. Stop bugging me about it.
Yeah.
So I did the boosting of the shop, so to speak, you know, which is basically a TeePublic page where I posted some of my own ideas for shirts and stuff, but then I have a lot of other people's things on my shop, which are shirts that either I want myself or I thought was cool.
Yeah.
So
that's cool.
In fact, I recently bought one of the, I think it's a Ryan Reynolds thing too. He did this thing a while back where there's like a t-shirt you can buy that benefits cancer research. And it's a drawing of Deadpool giving the double bird salute. And it says F-K cancer. So,
well, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was cool.
So you're recording episodes of the 206 Geek though, right?
Yeah, still recording.
Yeah. How far are you episodes now?
Well, I about last year I kind of did a reboot of sorts, or it was just kind of like I figured I'm gonna just start over. I'm okay. Not continuing the original number of episodes when I had the co-host and stuff. But on the reboot I started last year, I've been basically doing it once a week. So I'm almost, I think it's like 63 is coming out on Friday, episode 63. But I was up to like 250 episodes before I rebooted.
Oh, so. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours of your, of practice, yeah, on the mic and everything. So what's your ultimate goal with the 206 Geek? Do you have one yet? Has that started visualizing?
I would actually like to turn it into a job if I could, you know. I would love to, you know. I have, well, my cousin Marianne in the last few months, I think towards the beginning of summer anyway, she started doing radio in Seattle on Sundays. She's on I don't remember the KHUHLP. I don't remember the number. It's hollowearthradio.org. They're a low power radio station in Seattle in the Central District.
Okay.
So but they broadcast online as well. So they get people in the Central District area that can listen over the radio, over the airs, and then everything else is done over the internet. So, and she started doing a, started being a co-host for a show called All City Sounds. I was like, that sounds like a lot, be a lot of fun. I've known other radio DJs in the past, and like, I would love to do that. I would like to get into doing that. And I thought that podcasting was kind of the easy way to be able to do that kind of thing without actually going to school.
Right.
And I just kind of learned on my own, and I kind of fell into podcasting after I tried doing stand up, and it just there was things about doing stand up that I just couldn't get around.
Yeah.
And so, you know what? I still like stand up comedy. I still, you know, want to help promote my friends that do still do it and stuff. And you know, the funny thing is that I've never thought about asking any of them to be on my show, and I probably should have. I figured, I don't know. I never really, and that's the other thing. I'm terrible at self-promoting. I don't really go out of my way to say, oh yeah, I do a podcast. You should check out my podcast. I'm because I don't really work right now.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time either on social media or watching videos or doing whatever to entertain myself, really. But yeah, I think as far as the podcast, I would love to be in a place where I'm actually able to, make money with it would be awesome. I know that's not an easy thing to do. I know a lot of people who podcast and it costs them money more than they make money.
When I watched the reaction video for you, was that on Facebook or was that a YouTube reaction?
That was actually on a platform called, it's my brain is not wanting to work with me today. It's called Stardust.
Stardust? Okay.
Yeah. It's, and it's the, it's, I guess you could call it like reaction video. I mean, they're 30-second videos. You can't record any more than 30 seconds. And it's set up like a kind of like a Twitter or like a Periscope thing, or where you could post your videos and people can comment and like, and there's other, you can recommend videos for other people on there. It's a cool little setup, and I've not used it a lot in the last year. I mean, I've been trying to use it more.
Okay.
It's because it's kind of a cool platform. They started adding new features where people can, there's like a, almost like a message board kind of set up with it now where people can go there and discuss things and share video reaction videos and stuff. And, how I discovered it was, somebody that I follow, Epic Voice Guy, who's, you would recognize his voice because he's the voiceover dude for Honest Trailers.
Okay. Yeah. I like him.
And he was actually a couple of the robots in, three or four of the robots in the Bumblebee movie.
Okay.
So, yeah. His name is John Bailey. That's someone, if you get onto Stardust, he's someone to follow on there because he does some really funny reaction videos in character usually. He uses some sort of software that allows him to have the face of whoever he's doing impressions of. He does he's a professional voice actor who does voice matching. So you probably have heard him in commercials and didn't know it was him.
Okay.
You probably thought it was Harrison Ford or Adam Sandler or any number of other people. I interviewed him on my podcast back in 2015. And he actually does a pretty spot on impression of Optimus Prime and Harrison Ford. He did his impression of Harrison Ford. I was like, seriously, that was you in those commercials? He's like, well, they end up using him because he came back to re-record. What happened was he was supposed to have done commercial. He was supposed to do some sort of commercial for a thing he was doing, a movie or whatever. And I guess Harrison Ford was unable to come in and do the, what do they call it? ADR.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come in and do the ADR. And he couldn't do it because whatever reason, I can't remember. So they hired John to do the sound alike of Harrison Ford. And it just, you can't really tell unless you know he told you he did that commercial. You can't tell that it's not Harrison Ford.
I never thought of sound alikes, but that makes sense.
Yeah. In fact, did you ever see that movie Pixel with Adam Sandler and those guys? Or like the video game?
No, I did not. I did not see that.
Okay. That's one of those movies that it was, I wanted it to be so good.
Yeah.
There are parts of it that were really, really funny and awesome, and then are parts that make you want to just, like, why? Why did you? Why is this in the movie? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw some bad reviews. I think that's why I didn't see it.
I think it's worth watching at least once.
Yeah.
But it's not a movie that I watch repeatedly. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Maybe if it runs on HBO again or something.
Or if it's on Netflix, you can watch it without any kind of worry that you spent money on it.
Yeah. But hey, I was wondering, I could see the 206, you having a YouTube channel, especially if you are at home a lot and if you're on social media a lot, which is, that's partly a job. If you're trying to make the 206 Geek your thing, besides the podcast, you can be a YouTuber and be on there talking about the things that you enjoy. Cause you have Netflix, right? At least.
Yeah.
And Disney Plus, it looks like.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Some sort. I don't know what that beep was. This is the first, I haven't done a Skype in I forgot. I didn't even think about closing Windows on my, people are probably trying to message me. oh yeah, I got to close stuff so I don't get messages in the middle of an interview. It's like, turn off your cell phones. Close your web browsers, everybody. Close your web browsers.
I'm guilty of the same thing. I have you coming through my phone, and I didn't think to put on Do Not Disturb or silence my phone. And thankfully, I'm wearing headphones, so I don't think it came through. You may have heard it actually, but it
Oh, is that you that beeped?
Earlier, you probably heard. Email.
Oh, no.
That was my phone.
I didn't hear that.
My headphones. I heard it through my headphones, so I wasn't sure if it played over the actual phone speaker. But,
that's funny.
Yeah. I have Homestar Runner as my email notification. So, yeah.
Okay.
You remember that, don't you? Did you ever watch those videos back in the day?
Which ones?
Homestar Runner. Strong Bad Emails.
I'm blanking now.
It was early 2000s. Hmm. They were before YouTube. They were flash videos that came out weekly, and they were little animated bits.
Huh. I don't remember. I'll have to look that up. Look that up later.
I think it's just homestarrunner.com is their website. And I'm pretty sure they have a YouTube channel now. I actually did try YouTube, and I think my problem is that I think it was easier for me to get people to follow the podcast versus the YouTube channel, because you can submit your podcast feed to multiple platforms that will distribute your show versus YouTube, that is just YouTube, and you have to kind of compete with the PewDiePies and the other idiots on YouTube. So I don't do a lot of video editing, and that was probably my fault. Was the other thing is sometimes I'll play clips from something, and if you use anything that is not yours on YouTube, your videos get flagged.
Yeah.
I got tired of it, so I stopped using YouTube for that. I would go on there to watch stuff. I don't put stuff on YouTube anymore, though.
You just can't. The only thing is, though, you just can't monetize. But
it, the really doesn't matter. I mean, I never monetize my videos.
Well, I know. So, like, I have a few things that are flagged, but they said, like, oh, no, you don't need to do anything. You're just not going to collect money from this. I'm like, well, that's fine. Yeah. I don't care. And, but I think you're interesting. I think you're interesting. If you had a YouTube channel, I'm sure I would watch it. I'd watch your reactions to stuff.
I've had the YouTube channel for as long as I've done the podcast. And for a while, I was actually using YouTube as a place to post my podcast. I would record the episodes, then convert it to video and upload it. And if I had any kind of flagged things, it would basically mute the episode, which is ridiculous because it's audio.
Yeah.
So it's nothing. There's nothing to watch. It's just a stationary image of the cover art for the podcast,
yeah,
and then the audio from the recording. So then they would mute the section of the podcast, so they would be like, you know, between, well, I think it's probably 15 seconds to a minute of silence on there, and or any other thing they would flag it for, and they would basically pull the video. You couldn't watch any of it. So, and I think the most subscribers I got on YouTube was, I think, 27. 20, because they weren't actual video, because it was basically audio, static image.
Yeah.
People weren't interested in that. And I really didn't want to go on camera.
Well, get yourself on camera now. Even John Reviewer John Reviewer might be making an appearance soon, I've heard. He might be coming out from behind the mask.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I actually met him this year at Renton Comic Con. It's like I've seen him post online, and it didn't really make the connection that was the same guy until after I got like a friend request. I'm like, oh, that is the guy.
Yeah, that's so, really him. Yeah. It's awesome. Might be getting out there. Okay, hey, I need to grab my phone here. Getting near the end of our time here. Now that we've made a commitment to be like under an hour from now on, cool, plus the intro. So I've started this new segment, these questions. I was going to call it the five, but then I came up with more questions. So now I need a name for it, but okay. So here's some questions, just, you know, no answers, incorrect. Oh, wait, before we get to this.
Okay.
Did you watch the Black Widow trailer?
I did, and it looked very exciting. I don't know. I think I'm going to have to rewatch it because I may have been distracted by other things. I don't know if I was really paying that close attention to it. I like the character. I like everything that she has done in the Avengers movies, and I'll go see the movie. I just, it looked like it was just all action, and there was lots of things going on. I don't really know who the people were in the trailer.
Yeah.
Like the dude from Stranger Things was in there wearing a suit that, you know, looked like he might have been a retired superhero or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was. So,
I didn't know who it was, and I didn't know what character he's playing until after somebody posted, oh, so and so is going to be in this. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know her history. But I'll tell you what I did like about it. I like that it seems to be a Marvel movie that may not have aliens involved, or magic or anything, just a straight action film. And I'm kind of excited about that.
It could effectively be like a feature length Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. type movie.
Yeah.
I think that'd be good.
Well, yeah. I guess they got into magic too. But like the first six episodes of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. before they got crazy. Okay.
Well, they got another. They have another series that's, I guess, kind of going to be replacing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. once that's done. It's going to be going straight to Disney Plus. It's going to be Agents of S.W.O.R.D. or something.
Oh,
so
interesting. I'm excited for Disney Plus in like 2 years. What it's going to be. Right now, they don't have a lot, but they're.
They have quite a bit now, but it's a lot of like nostalgia stuff for people.
I should say that they have a lot, but not a lot of original content yet. There's only like five shows, so
yeah,
Well, I guess there's more.
What about DC Universe? Do you have that? Have you been watching any of those?
I do not have that. I think they look interesting. I'm way behind on everything else in my life. So I'm like, I can't add. WB has already like made my life difficult with so many DC shows and trying to stay up with it since they cross into each other. It looks
That's going to start this Sunday too, by the way.
The crisis. Yeah. Sunday. Me and my daughter are so behind. It's ridiculous. So. Yeah.
You really don't really need to know much about how far back.
Like two episodes into the season. It's ridiculous. We know that it's coming and Flash is doing stuff. I don't know. Like I'm going to feel like
are you on the current seasons or are you?
I'm on the current season, but only like two episodes into.
There hasn't happened. Nothing really major has happened in the current seasons of The Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl and Batwoman. I mean, nothing huge anyway. Nothing that would really tie into.
I've only seen one episode of Batwoman. That show, it wasn't my favorite. I've recorded them all, but I'm like, oh, I don't know, another one. I don't know. I'm so tired. They're exhausting.
I think it will be nice to see Gotham in the Arrowverse. I'm not really sad to see Arrow go.
Yeah,
because I know that Batwoman's gonna kind of feel that angsty. This is all my fault. I must fix things. Kind of superhero.
Yeah.
My favorite right now is still The Flash. It's entertaining.
Oh, I love The Flash.
Not as depressing as Arrow.
Yeah. Okay. So here we are. End of the show questions. Sorry. Okay. What are you most nerdy about?
Oh gosh. What am I most nerdy about currently? No, I think it has to be. I think it's got to be the current seasons of all the Arrowverse shows, really.
Okay.
And like I'm like anticipating each of the next episode. I've been watching Titans. Season one was slow, really slow, and it's picked up in season two. We've got Connor now, which is Superboy. And all this other stuff is going on, but I think the first couple seasons are basically going to be introductions of everybody and like their history and stuff. And then once we know everybody, then it's going to really kind of open up and it'll be like other incarnations of those characters. So, but yeah, that's, as far as, I haven't really been seeing a lot of movies. I think the last movie I went and saw was the recent Tarantino film. Was the last movie I saw in theaters. So,
but most nerdy about the Arrowverse right now.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Like my primary thing that I've been like, oh my god, I can't wait to see the next episode. Okay. So,
all right, what's something that you love to eat?
Comfort food for me is probably like pizza or a cheeseburger. Okay. So
what's something that you love to drink?
This time of year it's eggnog. I like eggnog.
What kind of music do you love?
I like a lot of different things. Lately, though, I've been listening to a lot of old school funk, like George Clinton and Parliament and stuff like that.
Okay. What do you love to create?
The podcast is definitely one of the things I like doing, like being creative, and websites, web design. I mean, I like tinkering with the web pages and stuff. Been trying to make my the podcast web page easier to navigate and, you know, get people's attention and keep them there.
Okay. what's a game you love to play?
Consistently in the last few years, I think the game that I go to the most is probably Minecraft. But I also like first-person shooters and racing games. So I recently, another game that I recently got, actually I think I got it at the beginning of the year, was Grand Theft Auto V. Been playing that a lot lately too, until I got Spider-Man.
Okay. All right, last question. In 100 years, when someone reads your biography, what do you want to be remembered for?
What do I want to be remembered for? I never really thought about that, because if someone sees my I don't think I would even have a biography, as far as like, you know, other than like a little blip on a Facebook page. I don't know. But that's a very good question. I don't really know how to answer that. I think my friends could probably tell you better than I, as far as what they think I'd be remembered for.
Well, what do you want to be remembered for?
I don't know. I don't think I would want people to remember me as being kind of a cool guy and someone they wanted to hang out with and someone they could nerd out with.
And that's great. That's perfect. And hey, you are always been someone I've really enjoyed nerding out with you online or in person. And I look forward to many more of those nerdy interactions.
Definitely, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate being asked to be on your podcast, even though it's because Manny's not there.
Oh, I've had a few of these. Manny's busy guy. But hey,
he's been really busy lately, I've noticed. So yeah.
He is. Yeah. But here I am because I'm, you know, I'm in my house with my kids, but so I did it. But yeah. Todd Sellers, the 206 geek, thank you so much for coming on. What's the website for the
website is 206geek.com. You can find me on socials at 206geek.
Okay. That's perfect. Okay. Well, hey, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Black and a half. Prosper and prosper and prosper and prosper.